Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We are on Chaf Aleph. We are up to the 7th line from the top, Yibayelahu. And today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas, Yisrael Yisrael Mitzion Ben Yaakov, whose yahrzeit is today, the Neshama Shavet Aliyah. And all the learning that we do today should be Le'ilu Nishmas. Indeed, all the learning that goes on in the shul is Le'ilu Nishmas. Okay, Yibayelahu. Question that the Gemara has is like this. This is the easy question today. Mau Lekadesh Yodav Ragel of Bekiyar. So we know that you have to wash your hands from the Kiyar. Every morning it was required. If not, the vote is puzzle. What about if the Kohen sticks his hands into the Kiyar? Doesn't use it as a faucet to have that. The Kiyar is a big bowl, basically. Takes the cover off, sticks his hands in. Is that good? That's the Gemara's question. Okay? Hame Kiyar. Where am I? I'm sorry, I skipped. Mimenu Amar Rachmana V'lo Betocho. It says you should wash from it, not in it. Not sticking your hands in it. Oh, Dilma, fill a betocho. Or maybe no, even if you can stick your hands in it, it's also good.
Why don't you make tummy the whole cure?
No, who has anything about tummy?
I'm saying, well, if you have to be a little bit, your hand, you wash your hand, you scratch your head.
Right.
You shove your hand into the cure.
Right.
Why would you pass the whole cure?
Who said it possible to cure?
Why wouldn't it?
Why wouldn't it? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. So, as we learned yesterday and again today and even tomorrow, the kiyar has nothing to do with tumah.
Correct.
Nothing to do with tumah. But you're asking a different. What if you are tumah? Okay, I don't know.
No, the kiyar is nothing to do with tumah, but
it's a requirement.
But your hands is because why are you washing your hands?
Right. What about your feet also? No. So I don't know. Same thing. Okay, fine. So I don't know. So Amar of Nachman Yitzchak Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya. What the story is if you stick your hands into the kiyar? It says. Oshetaval b'mei ma'ara. We said if you put your hands into non-mikvah water, non-kiyar water, you stick your hands to some mei ma'ara, some cave, there's some stream, you put your hands in there, v'avad avadosa psula. That's not good. That's not the kiyar. Ha mei kiyar, dum ye d'mei ma'ara, ha mei kiyar, dum ye d'mei ma'ara, v'avad avadosa k'shera. But, if you would have put your hands into the kiyar, like you put your hands into the cave, meaning you stick your hands into the kiyar, that would be good.
As opposed to,
what did Bryce say? The Bryce said, by the way, if you don't want to use the kiyar, you want to use the cave down the road, right. That's not good.
You can't put sticking into
the cave down the road. That implies, but sticking my hands into the kiyar, in the kiyar, is good. Uh-huh. Only the cave I can't. Otherwise, the Bryce should have, whoever said this memra, should have said, by the way, you can't stick your hands into the kiyar either.
Right.
Didn't say that. What did it say? You can't stick your hands into a cave. That implies into the kiyar you could. So the Gemara says, no. Low.
What's the question? Yeah.
The question is, can you stick your hands into the kiyar like this? Stick them in. As opposed to using them as a faucet to wash them. That's the question. So, low. No. You can't stick your hands into the kiyar either. Mei ma'ara itzrichalei. The kiyar, the reason why we picked mei ma'ara is to specifically highlight that halacha. Why? Shalom, don't tell him like this. What if I go to the mikveh in a cave? A mikveh. That's good, right? So my hand's not good? I understand. I can use that for a mikveh. The kiyar is not a mikveh. Kiyar is not what do you call it? Mayim chayim? So that I can't. But a ma'ara I can't? Here is it. Shalom Tomar, call gufo tovu behem. You can go to a mikveh in the mei ma'ara. Yodav raglav lokalskin? So for sure, can't you stick your hands into the mikveh? Into the cave? For sure, why not? That's why we said, no, you can't.
Because you just said it right, it's not for
tumah. Exactly. But not everyone knows that. I understand it. I can go to mikvah, I can go in there. I can't put my hands in there for favoda, but why not? Comes along the Mishnah, no, you can't do that. You can't put your hands into the Mei Ma'ara. What about the Kiyar? We don't answer the question.
So
question's not answered.
Why don't we have a shtifa altogether? If it's not for tumah,
we don't have it. Who said shtifa? We don't have it.
You put your hands in the kiyar.
So we don't know if it's good or not.
Okay.
We tried to bring a raya. It's yes, good. Why? Because it only said the cave is no good. But a kiyar would yes be good. So no, the reason I mentioned cave is because don't think, well, I can go to the mikveh in the cave, so for sure I can wash my hands and feet. No, you can't wash your hands and feet. What about sticking your hands into the kiyar? We don't have an answer to that.
No,
maybe it's good.
What I have a problem with is if you don't use it to make Yom Tov, what are you doing?
What?
What's the purpose?
Oh, why do you have a Mekir?
Yeah, why altogether?
Because the Torah said so. Why? Why do you have an Aron Kodesh? Why do you have a Shulchan? We don't know.
Right.
It's required.
Okay,
that was the easy part of today's stuff.
No, because you just answered the question, because it's required, nothing to do with
Tumah. It has nothing to do with Tumah.
Yeah, so what does it have to do with?
It has to do with required.
Required.
Okay.
Exactly. All right.
Okay? Next. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, don't forget this name. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said, Mei Kiyar, the water of a Kiyar, Nifsalin. Now, there's a rule that you're not allowed to have Lina. We learned it yesterday. You can't have Lina. What does that mean? That means that the Mei Kiyar can't stay overnight.
Right.
What if it does stay overnight? In the morning, it becomes, the water in the Kiyar becomes no good.
Right.
How did they get around that problem? Every night to refill the Kiyar, that's a pain in the neck. How did they get around that problem? They lowered the Kiyar into some underground pit.
Right.
That is natural water. That doesn't make it, that's not a problem. In other words, the Kiyar wasn't Lina. Is the mikvah Lina? Oh, the water was hit last night. I got to fill the mikvah again today. No such rule like that. So they would lower the Kiyar into a... Didn't we do this yesterday?
Yeah.
They would lower the Kiyar into a underground cistern that was full of natural water, and therefore the Kiyar never had a Lina problem. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. So the Kiyar never had... That's the point. The point is the Kiyar never had a Lina problem. The question now is, when does the Lina kick in? When does it start? For example, let's say I show up for night avoda duty. I show up for night duty. I show up 10 o'clock at night. What am I going to do? I don't know. Burning the fats, you can do at night. I'm here to burn fats. So I have to wash my hands and feet, yeah? But it's already night. So can I wash my hands and feet now with the Kiyar? Did they submerge it yet? When does the Lina start? You hear this question?
Yeah.
So when does the Lina begin? So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Mei Kiyar, the water of the Kiyar, Nifsalin Lematirin Kimatirin, will pasel for matirin. Whenever the matirin pasel, what are matirin? Rashi says matirin are zrikas hadam and kemitza. In other words, shkia. You can't do zrikas hadam after shkia. You can't do kemitzas ha'amincha after shkia. So if you show up 10 minutes before shkia, you can still do kiddush adayim v'raglayim because the kiyar becomes pasel when that avodah becomes pasel. They go hand in hand. When does the avodah become pasul? When does the kiyar mayim become lina problems? Whenever the avodah is a problem. As long as you can do the avodah, the kiyar is still going to work. Make sense? Makes sense. And ke'evarim. And for burning fats, for burning evarim, which could be all night, the kiyar will work all night. So if you show up at 10 o'clock at night, after shkia, I'm here for the night duty. What are we doing? Burning some of Avarim. All right, go wash your hands and feet. That's good. The Kiyar will be good for that.
And when does it go down?
That's a good question. Another question is...
Why is the Ma'akit washing hands and feet to burn fats?
Because it's Avodah.
Is it?
It's definitely Avodah. Is it the most chush of Avodah in the world? No.
Is it
for this, 100%.
It's not considered Avodah.
Correct. You have to wash your hands and feet for that also, though.
I understand.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
If you don't burn the fat, the carbon is still good.
Correct. So it's not avoda the way the other ones are. But as Mati pointed out, shkia is also not an avoda. Anyone could do it. A woman could do it. Anyone could do it. It's still, you have to wash, but if a Kohen's going to do it, he has to wash his hands and feet. So again, what is washing hands and feet? It's just like a heksher. You have to do it.
Do you have to wash your hands for Trumas
Hadeshim? Yes. I'm going to get to that. Yes. Right? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's after shkia. It's before Alos. Yes. And what if you don't do Trumas Hadeshim? So you didn't do it. What's the big avera, right? By the way, always think of washing your hands for the Tehillas Yadayim. You have to wash your hands before you eat bread. And what if you didn't? What, the bread? You're not allowed to eat bread? What avera? You had an avera? You know what I'm saying? You have to do it. For cleanliness, for a halacha, something. You're like a Kohen, whatever it is.
But if the Sma'ak is using the Kiyar for something, for every avoda, then you run into a problem if you don't have it.
Correct. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, make Kiyar. It's right where we are. Lefizman avoda shehakidush tzarech la, whatever avodah you're doing, that you require kiddush, means to wash your hands and feet, havim zman meimav lipasol. That's the same zman where the water is going to become pasol. Same thing. Im avodas matiru, if it's a matir, kigon, avodas dam, o kmitza, shenefzalin beba halayla alehem. You can't do zvikas adam when night comes. Kedamrinam be'ezu makoman, like we say in ezu makoman. L'dam shenifzal mishkiyas hachama. Dam already is no good at shkiyas hachama. You can't do zvikas adam at shkiyas hachama. May kiyar nifzalin b'shkiyas hachama. The may kiyar becomes puzzle at shkiyah too. Right?
For that.
What?
Zvika.
Exactly. To ask the Shita Mekubetzes. No, who asked this question? Yeah, someone asked this question. But you can't do a vote now anyway. What kind of gemara is this? I show up at 6 o'clock, at 10 o'clock at night to do Zvikas Adam. So the kiyar is no good now. But you can't do that vote either. So what kind of gemara is this? You hear that? Is that such an obvious question?
Yeah.
So, such an obvious question when I was...
So maybe
this gemara was so hard that I took a look at the article for the first time, and the article didn't ask this question. It's like, what? Such an obvious question.
Maybe the answer to the question is very simple. You got to get there early. They didn't walk in at 9 o'clock at night.
Right. Right. I mean, I don't understand the answer here. Okay. But you hear the question. Okay. Now keep going. Im lo nishtaka hakiyar babar lifnei shkia sachama. If you didn't stick the kiyar into the bar before shkia, nifsalin meimav lekadesh od mehem letzorach avodas yom machar. You can't...
For the next day.
Yeah, that doesn't mean the next day. It means for that day. Afilu shikio hakodim amora shachar ha'osalina b'chomakom ein mo... Okay. That's already...
Zrika at 10 o'clock at night,
during
the Kiyar, and they said, you're nuts, you can't do it now.
Right.
All right, I'll burn fat. You have to go back and rewash your hands.
I don't know. Because Machshava, I don't know. Okay? That is the first Manda Omar. That is Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Rav Chista Omar. Rav Chista is the second opinion. Af l'matirin ein nifsalin elaba mora shachar kevarin. No. Even matirin only become puzzle in the morning. Whatever that means, because you can't do matirin at night anyway, right? Maybe your case, but you can't do it at night anyway. But Reb Chis is more machmer or more mekel? He's much more mekel, right? He says, any avoda, all avodas, only becomes puzzle in the morning. So when does Lina start? Not at 11 o'clock at night, not at midnight,
in the morning.
As long as you show up before the morning, you're good to go. Once the morning comes, now it's a Lina problem. You understand when Lina gets created according to Rav Chista? In the morning. For both. According to Rav Chia Bar Yosef, it's a split. The morning for night avodas, the night for day avodas. Okay?
Is it irrespective of when you lower the kiyar?
Huh? He said, you didn't lower it. You didn't lower it. Okay. If you lowered it, then it's down there.
We not have the same issue
with... 1 second. You didn't lower it. So if you didn't lower it, there's a Lina problem. When does the Lina problem get created? Rav Chia Bar Yosef is a very funny shot. Well, it depends what your avodah you're doing. Says Rav Chista, no, it's in the morning. How can you do a night of avodah at night? I don't know, maybe you show up a second before shkia. I have to find some way how that's going to make sense. But says Rav Chista, it's in the morning, not at night. In the morning. If you don't lower that kiyar 5 minutes before alos in the morning, you're going to have a Lina problem. According to Chia Bar Yosef, you have to lower it at night for day avodos, and in the morning for night avodos. Right? These are the easy two opinions.
Right, but was there a set time when they lowered it, or you don't know?
I don't know. It turns out we hold like.
Who in the morning, late in the morning?
So if you hold like Chia Bar Yosef, you're going to run into problems. Right. Yeah.
Don't we have the same problem with leaving water overnight?
Yeah, that's a different halacha.
Yeah, I know it's a different halacha, but, you know, so you have a cup of water by your bed, and you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's not overnight, so you can drink it. At what point does it mean...
I don't know when... What?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Now, those are the easy shitas. Now comes the hard one. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kiyar, the kiyar. Kivan sheshaku shuv ein ma'alehu. Once it's down, we don't raise it. Once it's been submerged, we don't raise it. What does that mean? That sounds like that it becomes, the water becomes pasul at shkia. That's what it sounds like. All water becomes pasul at shkia. Now we're going to refine that in a minute, right? Lememra, do you mean to say the lavodas laila nami lo chazi? That if you don't submerge it, it becomes pasul at shkia? So a guy shows up at 10 o'clock for an avodas, there's no kiyar for him? Do you mean to say that? Va'omer of Avathi, Omer of Yochanan, Mishmei de Ilfa, the same Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyar, Shalosh Shaku Bibe'erev, if a kiyar is not submerged at night, Mekadesh Mimenu La'avodas Laila. You can use it for night avoda. So Rabbi Yochanan contradicted himself. On the one hand, he said a very cryptic thing. He said, Kiyar Kiyavit Shashaku Shuvein Omala. Once it's submerged, you can't raise it. Rashi says, the Gemara thinks that means it becomes pasul at shkia. That can't be that. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself said, you show up at night, 10 o'clock at night, you can use the kiyar. According to him, it's pasul, it's pasul already. Okay, he does say, ulumachar eino makadesh. In the morning, you can't. So whatever that means. So, but he does say that you can use the kiyar at night. So what does he mean that once shkia comes, it's no good? How could that be? So my eino malehu. What is Nami Dikamar? What did he mean when he said, once it's submerged, it doesn't get raised? What he meant was, Lavodas Yom. No, it's no good for Avodas Yom. Aval, Lavodas Laila, Chazi. But for night Avodas, of course it's good. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if you don't submerge the Kiyar, and you show up at 10 o'clock at night, can you use the Kiyar now for night Avodas? Yes. But what about day Avodas? Whatever that means. What about day avodas? No.
But then you missed it already.
What?
You missed it already. If it's down already, you missed it.
No, you didn't put it down. You didn't submerge it.
So can you use it still for a day avodas even though it's not submerged?
So the answer is, now the Gemara says, or Biochanami says, again, how can you do a day of Oda at night? Doesn't even shayach. I don't know what that means. But let's say whatever that means. So Deb Biochanan, you show up at 10 o'clock at night after Shkia, and you want to do night avoda, the kiyar has not been submerged. Is it possible? Is it lina problem? Says Rabbi Yochanan, for a day avoda, yes. For a night avoda, no. Okay? Whose sheet is that? That's the exact same thing. It's Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rabbi Chiya says the exact same thing. I hachi, hainu Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. So Rabbi Yochanan said the exact same thing as Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Right? That can't be. So, this is very hard. Ikebenayhu gzeiras shikua. The difference is, why are we lowering it? Why are we lowering it? Let's see Rashi.
Why does a why ever have a question, make a difference in Shita?
So you'll see why. You'll see exactly. It's an excellent question. So look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi here. If I could do this Rashi. Klomar. Had the okim ein ma'alehu de Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's submerged, you don't raise it. Mishum pasal avodas yom, because it's pasal. He doesn't hold that the kiyar is not a puzzle. According to Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, the water is puzzle. It becomes puzzle with Lina. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I don't hold like that. Rather, Ella Shema lo yachzir v'yishke'enu, maybe you won't re-lower it. V'nimtza amud hashachar puzzle lavoras machar. Then it's going to be puzzle for tomorrow. There's a Lina problem. Ula olam im shaku kodem amora shachar kosher. As long as you submerge it 1 minute before dawn, no lina problem. Because at dawn it wasn't sitting here; it was submerged. V'hainu delo nakat Rabbi Yochanan lishna de psula. That's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't say a pasul. Ela lashan aser. He said it's aser. What does that mean? Ha ela shelo yigrimu behen li pasul. Don't let it become pasul. The kivon the kidesh lahu bekli shares mitzvah l'shamran kishar kachim, because he says Rashi says it's a mitzvah to make sure it doesn't become puzzle. Like anything in the kli shares, you can't let anything become puzzle. You have to guard the kiyah like you have to guard everything else. Umihu be'ala lo mifsal, There's no inherent psul in raising the key or middle of the night. No inherent psul. It's a gzera. If we bring it up now, we're going to forget to bring it back down. So don't bring it up. That's all he meant to say. Can I just go off in here? That's all he meant to say. In other words, what's the difference between the two of them? Is it etzem psul? Or is it just a gzera? If I don't lower it, I'm going to forget, and then it'll become really puzzle. So, let's just finish up over here. Ulakav and Parach, Hanad Rav Chista. So then Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same thing as Rav Chista. What's Rabbi Yochanan saying now? Really, I hold that the water, all for all avodos, night and day avodos, the water becomes puzzle in the morning. That's Rav Chista said that. It really becomes puzzle in the morning. So why did I say that if you submerge it, don't raise it up? Because it's a gzera. Maybe you'll forget to submerge it again. That's all.
Why does that make sense?
Why? It makes a lot of sense.
It's something you do every day. Why would you
forget?
All of a sudden you're going to forget about
half
it.
Half of halacha is, with the halacha stuff, what happens if you forget? Right? That's what half the Shulchan Aruch is in a case of forgot. Yeah. I forgot.
No,
why? Because it's human nature.
There's no
shvus
in
the Mikdash. What?
There's no
shvus. That's only about Shabbos. This is not a shvus. It's a gzera. Be careful. Don't have Rukir sitting around. Because you'll be playing cards, and before you know it, it's dawn, and you forgot to submerge it. Now all the water's possible. That's a pain in the neck. You gotta empty it all out, get new water. That's a pain in the neck. So don't do that. Now, is it etzem puzzle? Only in the morning. Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef said it depends on what the avoda is. For night avoda, it's talk of the morning, but for day avoda, it's at night.
Right.
Says Rabbi Yochanan, I don't hold like that. I hold it's only in the morning. But I hold that you should submerge it anyway, so you don't run into problems. So now that really holds like a chista now. The Gemara is going to answer that question. It really holds like a chista now. So, yeah.
Where was the thing where they submerged?
What?
Which part of the Azara, or the Beis HaMikdash was that?
It's between the Mizbeach and the Ulam.
No, that's where the key. No.
I think it's submerged right there. I think there was a trap door, and they just lowered it. That's what I think. Yeah. I never saw it. That's what I think, no? That's what it sounds like. It was right there. They didn't move it, you know, down the Azara. They left it right there. There was a door. They slid it open and they lowered it down with a pulley. We're going to get to that soon. So, where am I? The Gemara is going to ask, Hainad Rav Chista. So now Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing as Rav Chista. Right? The Amar, Laila, lo pasul, el amor shacha pasul. Rav Chia, lo asar la la, lo so bishom gzera shkiva. Rav Chia, by Yosef, he doesn't know from gzera. Ela, tahalo so nifsal miyad, lavodas matir. They totally arguing Rabbi Chia by Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. Not saying the same thing at all. Now it turns out that Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same thing as Rabbi Chista. We're going to get to that. We're not there yet. Now, so where are we up to? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the morning is the problem. Why do we put the kiyur in at night? So we shouldn't run into problems. We shouldn't forget. From Rabbi Yochanan said, Kidesh Yadav. If you wash your hands for Trumas Hadeshen, at 4 o'clock in the morning you show up, you're the early riser. So 4 o'clock in the morning already, you show up. Ein Tzarech L'Kadesh. You don't have... Oh, I'm sorry. L'machar Ein Tzarech L'Kadesh. In the morning, you don't have to do Kiddush. In the morning... What do you mean in the morning? The rest of the day. I came 4 o'clock in the morning. It's not a lot of Shachar yet. Right? But I wash my hands now. Ein tzarich l'kadesh, shekvar kidesh mitchilas avoda. Because I already washed my hands for the beginning of the avoda. Right? What's the question? The question is, I think this is the question, Rabbi Yochanan left out the most important fact in this halacha.
When was the kiyur submerged?
That the kiyur has to be submerged. Because if it's not submerged, it's going to become puzzle in the morning. It's a half hour before Alos. You come show up early. You do your Kiddush Adayim for a Glayim. You're good for the rest of the day. But don't we have to resubmerge the Kiyur? Because if we don't, it's going to be a Belina problem in the morning. He left out the most important halacha. He left it out. Now, Bishlomo l'Rava, according to Rava, Demukim, what is this next word? Lahi, Kerbi Elazar. If you hold that the Trumas Hadeshen is like Rabbi Eliezer, Berb Shimon, then Ha Karebi. Then this three-way machlokes can go according to Rebbe. What's that about? right? This is an akasha according to Blazer Rabbi Shimon, who held that the kiyar is never puzzle. There's no such thing as lina by the kiyar, which would make life a lot simpler. So no such thing as puzzle by a kiyar. No such thing. Then our three machlokas here is according to Rebbe, who held, right? Who held there is a problem of lina, right? El Abaya, but according to Abaya, the Mukim La Karebi, who held that the Truman Sadeshin case was according to Rebbe, Kasha de Rebbe ad Rebbe. Rebbe's in Sosa himself. Maishna Hasam, how come by the three machlokes, the Shakale, again, we over there, we submerge it. Umaishna Hacha, how come by the Truman Sadeshin, the Loma Shakale, we don't submerge it. Why not? Okay? That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is the Masalik lay, Vahadar Meshaka lay. You're right. We left it out. Of course you have to resubmerge it. Of course. You pull it up for the guy doing Truman Sedeshin, you have to put it back. Of course. Why did I mention it? I left it out.
So there wasn't a set Seder. Whatever the guy needed, you bring it up and bring it
correct.
Back.
Correct. Only at night. Only at night. During the day, let it sit there. What?
During the day.
Right. Right. It would be very difficult to halacha if you held that Lina starts at Shkia. No one says that really. Chia B'Yosef says it for day avodos, but we don't know what that means anyway because you can't do day avodos at night. What? Now, now, so Rabbi Yochanan held that the kiyar does make a puzzle. The kiyar did puzzle a day avoda, right? We did say that. That Rabbi Yochanan held that. No, he didn't. Okay, now this next question, I'm not sure I understand what it means. Ihachi lemachar eno makadesh amai. On at the bottom of Amud Aleph, he made a second statement. Rabbi Yochanan made two statements. One was about you get up for the morning for Truman Sedeshin. Then it said, Ulumachar Eino Makadesh. What does that mean? Ulumachar Eino Makadesh? So we're going to make it make sense. No. What do you mean? Amai. Why not? So the answer is, Ein Tarach Makadesh. What it means is you don't have to. You don't have to be Makadesh. Why? Because when you're Makadesh yourself at the Truman Sedeshin, you're good to go. You don't have to be Makadesh yourself again an hour later when it's Alos. You don't have to do that. It's all good now. Okay? So now the Gemara asks the question we asked before. Heiner Rav Chista. So it's the exact same thing as Rav Chista. Right? Now it's the same thing as Rav Chista. What did Rav Chista hold? The kiyar only becomes puzzle in the morning. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Say the exact same thing. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan and Xerub, do it at night before so you don't forget. But Lamai said they hold the same thing. So they can't hold the same thing. How can they hold the same thing? So, Ikibinaihu, mitzvahs shikua. They're arguing about the mitzvah of shikua. What's the mitzvah of shikua? Should you put the kiyar in? Right, they're all the arguing about that gzeira. Rashi says, Ikki b'nai, mitzvah shikua, way down. L'Rab Yochanan, mitzvah shikua mi be'erev. Put the kiyar in at night. Put it in at night. K'day, so that, she'yimtu mishuka b'kiddush trumas hadeshen. When you come 5 o'clock in the morning, L'Rab Yochanan says, say, oh, I'm ready to do trumas hadeshen. Oh, I got to shut the kiyar up down there. Right? Because it's been down there the whole night. I got to do that. Therefore, Nizkar, you'll remember Lachzar Vilashoko. I didn't wash my hands for sure, and I got to put it back. Because if it's out here when the morning comes, we're in big trouble. That's a lot of extra work. So you leave it down there to remind yourself, ugh, I got to schlep it up now to wash my hands, and then I got to put it back. Not such a chumra like that. The Kohanim has reason, they're not going to forget. As long as you dunk it 1 minute before Alos. Right. So that's what they're arguing about. Good? So, okay. Meisvei, now we have a kasha on Rav Chista. What did Rav Chista hold? Rav Chista held, there's no mitzvah of shikua. As long as you do it a minute before dawn, you're good to go. Is that true? It says in the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, Lo hayiroin oso. When the Kahanim got there in the morning, they would do a, you know, it wasn't about that one early riser showed up to do Truman Tzedeshin. A lot of people showed up for it. So what'd they do? They had a lottery. Who's doing Truman Tzedeshin today? So Lo hayiroin oso, you couldn't see where they, you couldn't see them. Lo shomin es kolo, you couldn't hear them. Ad sheshomin kol shel eitz, until they heard the machine, she'asa ben katin muchni l'kiyar. No one even knew what they were doing. The quiet thing. It's the middle of the night, early in the morning. It's quiet. No one even knew they were there until they started doing the pulley for the kiyar. What's that noise? Ah, they're doing Shur Deshin. They're pulling the kiyar up now. The Hain Omen, people would say, he gia eis kiyar shadayim v'raglayim min hakiyar. It's time to do kiyar shadayim v'raglayim from the kiyar. They're pulling it up now. You want to go? You're here anyway. You want to chop? You can wash your hands now. Good for the day. My lav, doesn't my lav the masalik lay? Doesn't it mean they pulled it up? Alma, what do you see? Meshakale, that it was submerged. Rav Chisda said it wasn't done, don't submerge it. You didn't have to. So you see, it was submerged. Every morning, that's what they did. They did schlep it up. So the Gemara says, no. Delo, the meshakale. No. You submerged it now. That's what they would do. After Shabbat Hadeshen, they would submerge it. He said, what's all that noise? What's all that ruckus going on? Oh, they're submerging the kiyar now. Because it has to be submerged when dawn comes. So after Truman Sedeshin, they would submerge it. Not like Rav Yochanan says, they'd bring it up, do Truman Sedeshin, kiyar, then put it back down. That's silly. Says Rav Chisda, no, leave it there all night. Only have to do it one time. So, Ida Meshakalei, Mi Meshtama Kola. So would that make a noise? If you're submerging, what kind of noise does that make? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Meshakalei begilgala, the pulley would make a noise. That whole thing would make a noise. The whole production would make a noise. Lishnachwina. We're going to finish early. All right. What? Lishnachwina, but I wanted myself to say Kaddish. Lishnachwina, another version. The Meshakalei bechumrasei. They would dunk it. Bechumrasei means a wheel. So I'm not sure how that's different than what we said before. Lishnachwina. What's a Lishnachwina? Before we said the Gilgal, which is the wheel, and now we say Bechumarte, which is a wheel. So I'm not 100% sure what the difference is. But it's a Lishnachwina. We're not changing the halacha, we're just changing the word. Kiheche de Lishtame Kole, so that everyone would hear it, Vilashame Velese. And then you can come there, if you want to, you'd hear the noise. So, oh, if I want to come and wash my hands, I could do it also now. So the Gemara says, Fahavi Gavini Cruz, but there was a guy who used to announce. What would he announce?
Time to start
the Avoda. So what do you need to be woken up by the Kiyar? The guy announced it. The halacha is, Beitre Kewi Havi Ovda. They did two reminders, two things.
It would wake up the crier.
It would wake, right? Demash, the Shama Mehai, Asi, Vishama Mehai, Asi. You'd hear both. You hear both. It's a big deal, so you heard both. Yes. There was a room, and half the room was chol, and half the room was kodesh, and that's up in the chol, yeah.
And what time? They also had to open the doors, right? What
right.
Time was that?
So when we learn Masechtas Tamid, we're going to have the whole timeline of how everything went on in the morning. As a matter of fact, the Machon HaMikdash put out a Masechtas Tamid with the pictures from the Machon HaMikdash. Every Mishnah is all with pictures, exactly how the day went. It's an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable. I have
they don't talk about the kiyars being submerged.
Everything they do.
They do?
I believe they do. Yeah. Everything from everything that went on from, let's say, the first avoda, the kiyar or the true possession, till the end of the day, it's all Maseches Tamid. It's a daily avoda. Yeah.
So what's the bottom line of the true possession? You come before in the morning and you bring the thing up and you wash your hands.
You have to put it back down.
Put it down.
Because if you don't, you're going to run into a Lina problem.
Why? I don't get it.
Because when the dawn comes, Lena will kick in.
Exactly.
It's Lena.
You already did your hands when it was fine.
Good, that's fine. Right. So then we said, Lamacha in a Makadesh. You don't have to wash them again. That's fine. You came early. You're going to be there till 10 o'clock at night, the whole day.
It's two different things, I said. One is for the person, and one is for the water.
Right.
No, but for you, thing.
You're good. You're good. But now you didn't submerge the kiyar. It's been sitting there all night. You show up at 8 o'clock in the morning. That kiyar is puzzle. The water in there is puzzle.
You're still good.
You're still good.
You're okay.
When did you wash? We show up together. I wash at 4 o'clock in the morning, you don't.
Yeah.
I'm good, you're not. Now you was home 7:30 in the morning. Oh, I want to do wash my hands. Oh my goodness, we forgot to lower the kier. All the water in the kier is no good. You cannot wash your hands and feet.
The guy before the morning is good for the whole day.
Right.
He's fine.
He's fine. Exactly. You didn't wash your hands yet. You're not fine. That makes sense. So let's just learn a little bit till.
So that's the same thing that applies if you like if you walk the whole people in shoes, theoretically you don't have to wash your hands again.
Well, it's different things. That's why I asked that question at the beginning. Nothing to do with tumah. It has to do with avodah.
All right. So we'll stop here for purposes of the table. Stop here, and then we'll continue until we have a minyan. We'll stop here.
You also don't want to touch, right?